When you go to Japan, something quite different occurs in that they consider the void and the solid as one, that they don't make a distinction between the void and the solid. They think of it as continuous. They don't think, oh, there's figure ground. They think it's all figure. They have a concept called ma. And I, at first, was quite taken with that notion because I didn't understand it, and I didn't quite understand what I was looking at. So I found myself on the steps of a lot of these temples, and I would spend 6-7 hours there walking back and forth and seeing how, in a very distilled way, they had taken the artifice of the landscape and reduced it to a perceived space that had to do not only with the entirety of what one was looking at, but as one moved, it changed. How did it change? You were looking at 3 rocks, now you see 2. You were looking at 5 rocks, now you see 1. Now you think, well, so what? Not only does it change in relationship to how you move, it changes your viewpoint from a large field down to the minute pebble, that they take the whole into consideration continuously. So it's not the object, it's not the space, it's all of it simultaneously. It's all part and particles coming into your sensations all the time if you're aware of them as you move through space temporally. Walking the gardens, I had to really come to a conclusion. What am I doing here? And what am I looking at? And how is this simple artifice of building these gardens different than anything that I had subsequently understood in terms of looking at spaces and places in relation to the history of art or whatever? And I thought, there's something here I don't understand. So I spent a lot of time looking at it and thinking about it. And what it did is it enforced the notion of walking and paying attention. Whether you walk slow, or you took time, or you stood still, or you sat down, and you got up and moved, and you turned around and you came back, the notion of time in relation to bodily movement, in relation to space, became the subtext of what I would consequently do, and that would not have happened if I hadn't spent 3 or 4 weeks in Kyoto in the Zen gardens. That became a way of mapping the space and inhabiting the space in relation to movement and time that I would probably never have considered if I hadn't gone to Japan.